you guys are concerned about something that's going on with the Department of Education, the DESE department, about their Missouri School Improvement Program. Tell us what those concerns are.
Well, a little bit of background here. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, as the acronym DESE, and the State Board of Education have been working on the new version of the Missouri School Improvement Program for a few years now. And associations like Missouri Cattlemen's and Missouri Farm Bureau and others have been involved in the process from the standpoint of submitting comments to DESE and working closely with agricultural educators and others in the education community to kind of emphasize the importance of career technical education programs and their affiliated organizations like FFA. Well, under discussion now are the resource and process standards and indicators, which are requirements of schools that DESE looks at during the MSIP, the Missouri School Improvement Program review process. Class sizes, staffing, classroom instructions, all areas covered in that. And if you look at these new standards, the MSIP 5, compared to those that were in the Missouri School Improvement Program 4, MSIP 4, this all gets confusing. Career education and FFA is not at all emphasized as strongly in this new version. And we believe that references to the career education should be clarified to ensure that local school districts understand what is expected and make certain that DESE remains strongly committed to career and technical education and to these student organizations. In our opinion, it sends a wrong signal to these local school districts not to emphasize the importance of these programs and inadvertently tells them it's okay to cut back on these programs. And we absolutely need programs that will help our young people succeed in the working world. And career and technical education does that.
Okay. Do you think this came about in light of budget issues?
I don't think it's irrational or unreasonable to think that. I think that that's a rational thought, but I do not know for certain what the thinking was here, if it was budget or if there's something deeper or what the issue is or if it was simply an oversight. But what we're focused on right now is let's get it fixed, let's emphasize the importance of these programs, and let's send the signal to the local school districts that career and technical education is very valuable, and agricultural education in particular is very valuable to preparing the next generation, not only farmers and ranchers, but it's so much more than cows and plows. We're talking about biotechnology, horticulture, scientists, all of agriculture is so broad, and it's so important to have education in high schools and even in middle schools as well.
You mentioned that in the new version that isn't quite made, isn't set in stone yet, that they don't emphasize this enough. What do you mean exactly? I mean, is it mentioned still, but it's just like as a footnote, or what's the difference?
Well, the minimum program and course credit requirements in MSIP 4 should be reinstated in the current version to ensure high-quality career education programs in our local schools. So what I mean is, in MSIP 4, a minimum of 4 department-approved career education programs are required in each school, with a minimum of 12 credit hours as the standard, and 20 credit hours being the desirable number available to students. However, in MSIP 5, DESE proposes to list career education as a content area that must be offered, but has removed any specifics about minimum requirements, therefore taking the emphasis away from these programs.
Other ag groups in Missouri, I would assume that you are not the only group that is concerned about this, correct?
Absolutely not. In fact, definitely the credit goes to Missouri Farm Bureau, who has really taken the lead on identifying this issue and helping the other groups get engaged and kind of understand what this means to our state. I think they've done a tremendous job. But also organizations like Missouri Pork and Missouri Dairy and the Missouri Farmers Care Coalition have all been engaged in this, and it's really been a united front to make sure that we protect agricultural education and FFA in schools. It's so vital to the future of the very small population that's expected to feed a population expected to grow by 9 to 10 billion by the year 2050. I mean, keep in mind that number is like feeding 2 additional Chinas. And so it's very important that we stress agricultural education and prepare these next generation of agriculturalists.
Okay. And you're encouraging cattlemen and women to submit comments now.
Cattlemen, women, consumers, corn farmers, soybean farmers, everyone who has an interesting career in technical education, to from ag education to programs like FCCLA, any kind of programs, career and technical education, anyone that has an interest in that needs to submit comments to the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education by November 30th. So in 2 days, they have to have the comments mailed to their office.
Okay, and it has to be mailed as far as you know?
Yes, that is correct. That is how I understand it.